So I've been reading this article for a couple of days and reading about this for a couple of days. A brand new book is coming out. The Nixon Conspiracy, Watergate, and the Plot to Remove the President. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? It takes decades of work, but a former aide to clear Richard Nixon's name in the 1972 Watergate scandal has finally reached the Justice Department. With the aide seeking an investigation into allegations of prosecutorial misconduct and a deep state conspiracy against Richard Nixon. He needs people to open up to the idea that most people are not. That the most scandalized president in modern history might not have done what he was accused of. And what led to his resignation, August 1974, might have been hype. Nobody cares. Every Republican you know has made their peace with the Nixon situation decades ago, said Jeff Shepard, the author of three books on Watergate, the latest of which, The Nixon Conspiracy, Watergate, and the Plot to Remove the President, is coming out today. It's so obvious, it's undeniable, but the public doesn't want to hear it. The politicians don't want to hear it. The news media doesn't want to print it. Shepard's credibility is hard to challenge, by the way. He was an insider who turned on President Nixon after hearing one of the most critical secret tape recordings in the Watergate case. In fact, he is the one credited with the term the smoking gun because he believed it tied Nixon directly to the Watergate cover-up. But later he changed his mind when he realized that Nixon was running through options in the scandal, not approving hush money payments. He was running through options. And more recently, he forced the release of the secret prosecutor's roadmap, used to convince a grand jury to indict key Watergate figures and egg on the impeachment inquiry that turned out to be a hoax, somewhat similar to what we've seen recently with this thing called the Russian dossier, he says. They knew it was a lie, and they made it up, Shepard said. That roadmap, however, was never revealed to Nixon's defense team and was sealed until 2019. Was sealed. So they had the information and they sealed it. When Shepard got it released, it was the centerpiece of his latest book. He also found out that several members of the Watergate Special Prosecution Force, headed by Prosecutor Archibald Cox, improperly left the group with their documents. In some, they described how they worked with the anti-Nixon judge in the case, John Sirica, to get Nixon, which is a big legal no-no, of course, but to get Nixon. Shepard, in asking the DOJ's Office of Professional Responsibility to investigate his allegations and hopes it will lead to reversals of the convictions of key Nixon aides, he cited a similar case of prosecutorial misconduct that forced a court in 2009 to set aside a conviction of former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. The Watergate prosecutions occurred decades ago, but the prosecutorial wrongdoing was truly overwhelming. Perhaps because there was no effective DOJ oversight of the Watergate Special Prosecution Force. He wrote in a letter to the DOJ. Once their hero, Archibald Cox, has been fired in the Saturday night massacre, they adopted a scorched earth approach to investigate and prosecute anyone associated with the Nixon administration. The Department of Justice owes it to itself, as well as the American public, to look into what resulted, he says. I'm sharing excerpts, by the way, from a Washington Examiner article. As for Nixon, Shepard wrote in his book that he has a special request of the Justice Department. An apology. Yeah, good luck with that. An apology. During his search into Watergate, Shepard has become the authority on the affair, posting all the relevant documents touched in all of his books. What my wife calls my Nixon obsession has dominated my life for the past few years. So is it possible that the smoking gun really wasn't a smoking gun? I mean, think about the ramifications. Think about that. The ramifications of it not being a smoking gun. And it was Nixon just going through the possibilities of what could happen. Not what he was going to do, not what he planned to do, but what could happen. And if there was no oversight and they had a scorched earth policy. And if Archibald Cox was as dirty as some people say, then firing him was the right thing to do. But then, of course, the massive blowback and the spin to the media. And let's be honest about this. The media is far left today and leans left. It did then as well. Walter Cronkite was a Democrat. Make no mistake, he leaned left. So did all the major news figures. Mike Wallace, all of them. They all leaned left. Maybe not as openly and blatantly as they do today, but they leaned left. And so destroying Richard Nixon was sporting for them. It was sport, blood sport, yes. Political blood sport, but that's what it was. Nixon was destroyed as a result. Nixon did some good things and some bad things, but was he treated fairly? That's what the book explores. Just something for you to consider. I pass no judgment on it. I just share it with you for you to consider. There you have it. All right. Let's see here. Make sure you check out American companies like Muskox. Go Muskox.com. The place to get the best flannel shirt you'll ever buy. And by the way, it'll be here for Christmas, I guarantee it. Oh, and every time you spend $100 or more, they'll give $10 to help out Muskox, the real thing. No question. GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com. I'll be right back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes.